our bitches. Face it. Lord is your God, and you will worship him as such. The Lord Radio Hour is about playing the music that those other corporate fucks won't let you listen to. It is about saying things the man doesn't want you to hear. And now, here's your personal savior, Lord.
Welcome to Lord Radio Hour, bitch.
Alright, and it's another episode of the Lord Radio Hour. This time, everything is in stereo. It's functional. Shit, I've got so much equipment pouring out of my ass, I don't know what to do with all of it. Are we going to start off the set with a song that was sent in by a member of our listening audience, a proud member of the Gay Nigger Association of America? Here's Tight.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. My fellow Americans, we begin bombing in 5 minutes. 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 5 minutes.
Within bombing in five minutes.
And that track was sent in by Jesuit X, or at least the clip was. And then, you know, I added it into there, and fuck it. You know, you're not really here to hear me prattle on about, you know, dog shit and various Negroes and everything. Coming up next, we've got one of our GNAA members that has just become chronically ill. We're doing a small tribute to Dickie, and it's coming up right after this. But for right now, this is Snog, Bitch.
I'm surprised.
A member of my listening audience has just alerted me that Dickie's critical condition has lapsed into being critical. We're going to bring you a live update of Dickie's condition very shortly. As in, now.
And so it was decided amongst the illustrious members of the world-renowned GNAA that they would accept one worthless fool for purposes of comedic nature, so that they would never want for a dipshit to be the butt of all their jokes. This is the story of Dickie. Dickie began his life as a torrent of horse semen, cascading down his mother's many chins, like a majestic waterfall. Upon reaching her fetid cunt, the semen solidified into a crystal state, in abject horror. Astonishingly, this allowed the horse sperm to penetrate dozens of layers of vaginal fat. Yet even this was not enough to impregnate Dickie's barren transsexual mother. Yet fortune was with Dickie, for she then was mounted by the Duke of Cardiff's prize-hunting mastiff, whose swollen dog member forced the crystallized horse semen deep into her gully of a twat, where Dickie was conceived. Dickie's bulbous whore of a mother had no money, of course, so she made her wage by allowing people on the street to kick her in the belly as she carried the young mongoloid to term. She indulged heavily in crack cocaine and horse fucking, appearing in several classic pornographic movies of the time. As his filthy judego of a mother could not cease her lascivious lifestyle for 10 minutes, much less 9 months, Dickie was born prematurely when a steer's penis ripped her placenta to shreds. He weighed less than 1 pound, and was only kept alive by being artificially respirated by a mule's dick. Born in a ditch like the worthless piece of shit that he was to be for the rest of his laughable pretension at life, Dickie soon found himself orphaned, as his gargantua mother traded to a German who paid her with a half-eaten hot dog made from ground rabbi. No orphanage would take the foul-smelling, diseased whelp, and Dickie was cast into a dump, where he was adopted by a family of homosexual seagulls who raised him as one of their own. These were the only happy times for Dickie, rolling in garbage, playing with broken glass, and eating shit 3 meals a day. When at the age of 3, they found he could not fly, they pecked him nearly to death, adding to the already rich tapestry of acne and tertiary syphilis. Dickie wandered the streets, begging for shit, and was quickly found by a troop of Germans who had use for him. They put him in school to learn to be a respectable faggot. But Dickie was far too stupid, and so he was shipped to Norway, where his ability to mouth garbled half-words made him a virtual genius among his peers. Alienated once again, Dickie turned to computers for solace. Online, Dickie met up with the Gainagher Association of America, who quickly realized his value as a doorstop. They agreed to accept him into white slavery, even if he was a worthless half-breed Juniger. Today, Dickie is a worthless faggot for trolls to spit upon. He is a source of constant inspiration for shit-dwelling phagocytes everywhere, who dream of being laughing stocks. Truly a heart-wrenching story. For the Load Radio Hour, I'm Detective Horatio Brunswick, signing off.
Hi guys, laughing out loud, I gotta go to school laughing out loud, roll off op. Oh me god, lol, FM gonna shit in my neighbor's mailbox, LMAO. P.S. I'm a total faggot. Laughing out loud.
Hello, Dickie.
I've made a mess of being Dickie.
The thing with Dickie, it's like the sun shines on you and it's glorious. And then he forgets you when it's very, very cold.
So I'm learning.
The thing, Dickie. When you have his attention, you feel like you're the only person in the world. That's why everybody loves him. The thing with Dickie.
Now I can't think to do or where to go.
The thing with Dickie.
I'm haunted by everything I've done and can't undo. I'm sorry.
The thing with Dickie.
How is Dickie?
Alright, and we've just received an update from Dickie's doctor. He has been declared medically gay. That's right, they've upgraded his condition to gay. So hopefully, you know, he's going to pull through. Or, you know, die. Either one would be perfectly acceptable for me. And so, in tribute to Dickie, who is bravely fighting on despite his penile sclerosis, We're going to play this song by a band called Jesus Wore Dickies. The name of the song is Whatcha.
sound and so much body.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. I want to kill one. Satan is good. Satan is our pal.
Just some over you there, cow. Turn back. Your blasphemous spam and constant crap floods have made God turn his back on you. Redeem yourself at teens for Christ, or be smoten like the wretched faggot you are.
I'm masturbating myself with a Crix up my ass, douching a dirty cunt with holy water, and your big hot dick in me. Jesus, I'm sanctified and ready to receive the rod of life.
There be no turning back. Your blasphemous spam and constant crap floods have got.
Did you know you can purchase an LSD to dose an entirety for $1,000? I can't tell you how. Start working overtime at Burger King. You earthless Jew.
They're into Satanism, guys. Theirs are into Satanism, guys.
God, I can't wait to be fucked by the devil with his glowing hot spiked member threshing my insides to a bloody pulp, ejecting his venomous devil seed into me so that my body will be the host millions of wasp-like demons who will devour my still living body as the lava erupt from my pores.
The devil's flaming dick will trade one erupts from your mouth, and you are spitted on it like a pig turning over a ceaseless fire, while it spurts black wormsome over your loved one all eternity.
Oh God, I love it in my ass. Give it to me, whore. Put it all in me. God, I want it to tear me in half. You fuck me like the dirty slut I am.
I am the devil. Satan, the hate what to see cities burning, the nation as beneath your smoldering hooves. Satan. I am invulnerable, Satan, fill me with hate. I want to see cities burning, the nation as beneath your smoldering hooves. Satan.
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! 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 Satan!
You bastards. Listen to me. I am Lord. I am controlling all that you hear and all that you think, bitches.
Lord is your God, and you know, bow down to him. But if you don't, Lord, conform his castle.
And taste of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus has allowed you to live for one more day. I want you to take this day. I want it to be the best day of your life, brother.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones. Oh, where's my snare?
in my AudioWares folder. Ho, 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 ho.
Ajaxes. Ajaxes.
BSD means the shit to me. Linux, stick it up in your ass, you get me. You came to fuck with me in the IRC. That I didn't give you access to my FTP. Little dude with a fucking plus V in your nick. You might as well be sucking my motherfucking dick. Message of the day says that you are late. So prevent the pain, I get a daisy chain. Leech access, ain't no dude to fuck with. Leech access, ain't no dude to chat with. Cause I'm downloading chicks with dicks AVI and uploading eDonkey my Windows swap file. Yo, 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 where's your zero day? You ain't got no zero day because you're gay, because you're afraid and so easy to break. Make it easy to take over your PC and fuck it up straight.
Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down, leeching all the zero day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight.
Leech access.
Leech access. Just put your email in the password box. Now I got your info, bitch, thanks a lot. I'ma send you a motherfucking email bomb. And DOS your ISP, da da dum da dum. Trojan horses and viruses are coming at you. Gold sex is the site where you're gonna reroute. Meanwhile I hacks and gonna gain the root. Fuck you is the message before you reboot. Oops, did I open your CD drive? Oops, did I fucking read your mind? 2,000 messages in your ICQ and your sound card just lost the IRQ. These are the wicked ways of leech access. I am leech, you're nothing but your daddy's ball sweat. Check me in my channel as me operate and get more net sex than my nigga Bill Gates.
Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down, leeching all the zero day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight. Leech access is coming at you. Your box is mine in a minute or two. Your firewalls are tumbling down, leeching all the zero day that is found. BBS in your MP3s. You gotta fear my Lido skills coming inside the megabytes. Leech access, you just can't fight.
Control-Alt-Del.
I was naive, I called.
bad luck, but whatever direction you may turn, you'll see, my friend, the earth's been poisoned by the human germ. Whatever direction you may turn, you'll see, my friend, the earth's been poisoned by the human germ.
Trouble maintaining erection without pornography of Jesus prominently displayed. If you would like to find some pornographic Jesus material, head on over to backdoorjesus.com, where you can find all kinds of pictures of little Jesuses with big dicks. Coming up next, we have track sent to us by Jesuit X's band Backdoor Jesus. Name of song is The New Second Amendment.
We'll be right back.
The Load Radio Hour satisfies like 11 inches of nigger dick slipping into my secretion gushing vagina.
Doom awaits you all. Doom awaits you all. Doom awaits you all.
wait, next.
This one was sent in by Dickie. Shout out to Flag.
Can I have a
This is the end. You faggot niggers. This is the end of the Load Radio Hour. I'd like to thank all my wonderful listeners who are just so compassionate and understanding. You just bring tears of joy flowing directly out of my rectum. Anyhow, it's been a great show. Stick around next week as I bring you more of the same. Then in 2 weeks, we will have intelligible listener call-ins. And then once I get that, we start promoting the show. And then you can no longer get a listening spot because I'm a cheap Jew bastard. Anyhow, word has come to me that Dickie is alive and well and on his knees begging for forgiveness. So I'm going to play this next song again, dedicated to Dickie. Get well soon, faggot.
Just fine.